Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Jason did a really interesting thing, and shared it with me. He had wheels that couldn't come off his vehicle. They were corroded in place, just like we're seeing it every day at the shop. And he found out a really interesting way of doing it. And I don't suggest you do a class because it's... But anyway, if you loosen the lug nuts just a little tiny bit, and like let's say you have a driveway and you go forward and backward in the driveway, it might loosen them. You know, you can use some penetrating oil like PB Blaster. But it's becoming a real problem. Almost every mechanic I've... Well, no, it's 100%. 100% of the mechanics, including the older guys like me, have said that they have encountered incredible problems trying to get wheels off. Wheels off cars. They use something called porta-power, even. And porta-power is a hydraulic separator. And what you do is you pump it up like a grease gun, and it uses hydraulic pressure to separate two surfaces. And you can bend the wheels doing that. We don't do that. But it is such a problem now that mechanics are saying what I've been saying. I wonder how people are going to change their tires when they get a flat on the road. It's almost impossible to get the wheels off today because of the salt corroding the hubs and swelling the center of the wheel to the center of the hub and expanding both so that, you know, with rust and aluminum oxide and magnesium oxide, you can't get the wheels off. And I think what people are going to find out is that they are absolutely positively stranded, even if they have a spare tire, if they live in areas that use salt and beet juice on the roads. Charles with us. Welcome, Charles.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, class. Hope everyone's well.
Charles, are you hearing stories like this?
Oh, I first time I had to take a tire off of an import or a more recent car, yeah, they turn into a problem.
Charles, have you heard of half-size lug nut? Lug nut sockets, half size, like there's an 18 and 19 millimeter, and then there's a 21, and then there's like 18 and a half millimeter, and 21 and a half millimeter, and the reason is because the caps, the decorative stainless steel covering over the lug nuts on some vehicles, are loose enough to allow road salt vapor to get behind the stainless steel decorative covering on the lug nuts and the steel of the lug nuts. And so the steel rusts and expands outward and bulges outward the covering of the lug nuts, which is stainless steel. And you can't see this. It's almost imperceptible to the eye that this has happened. So you put your lug nut socket on there and it won't fit. So the only way to get it on, a standard size, is to hammer it on. So you pound it with a 2-pound sledgehammer, you get the socket on there using a 6-point impact socket. And then you can unloosen the lug nut. But then you can't get the lug nut out of the socket because it's wedged in there. This is a real problem. So to solve this problem, designers and engineers have come up with half-size sockets just for this problem. There's no other reason to have an oversized socket. Like, if 21 is too small, 21 is too big. So 21 and a half is perfect in millimeters. This is craziness. And our son went on an interview just to see if he could get a job if he ever wanted one. He went to Ford, Chevy, and Mercedes. He knows most about Mercedes. And they threw him out. And Ford wanted to hire him on the spot. Chevrolet wanted to hire him on the spot. And the Ford guy, the service manager, said, yeah, you know, when we get these cars and trucks that come in with these lug nuts, we just tell the owner of the vehicle they're going to have to buy a whole new set of lug nuts. They don't reuse them. So now lug nuts, and it could be as many as 24 of them on a vehicle, six per wheel, are now considered maintenance items. So after so many years or miles, you just take those lug nuts off and throw them away. Now, they used to last longer than the cars and trucks. Now they just last a few years because of the road salt. Charles, have you heard of that as well?
Yes, I have. From USA Prepares, yeah. I did have that years ago when they started putting those stainless steel caps on. I did run into that problem. I was just fortunate enough to have enough U.S. and Metro sockets that I was able to cope with it. But I got that information from you, and it's always useful.
Here's we're going to be talking about science today. We're going to be teaching science through examples, things that have happened. We're going to be talking about improving efficiency of automobile engines. And I'm going to interweave that with some things that I have done and used and Charles has done and used. And I had a problem with a two-cylinder lawnmower-type engine. This engine happens to be, and by the way, this all relates to hydrogen gas. That's the centerpiece of today's class, HHO, improving an automobile's engine efficiency with HHO. Does it work? Are there any concerns? And yeah, there are. So I was working with this propane generator. The fuel is propane, two-cylinder, Briggs & Stratton engine, 570 cc's. So it's a little V2 engine, a twin-cylinder V-configured engine, two spark plugs. And I wanted to know what the RPM of the engine was when it was generating or allegedly or supposed to generate 48 volts DC. So it's a DC generator. It's a full bridge rectifier in it. And the idea... For me, is this thing idling? Is this thing running wide open throttle? I couldn't really tell because the engine is so quiet because propane does not sound like gasoline. The old term that one of our neighbors who was a farmer back in the East Coast used was report. And he said that he had a international riding tractor lawnmower, 42-inch cut, single-cylinder, 10-horsepower Kohler engine. And after years and years and years of mowing his lawn twice a week, the engine was losing power. And he said, didn't have the report. Vinny, doesn't have the report that it used to have, meaning the explosive sound coming out of the muffler. So what I noticed with this particular propane engine is it doesn't have the report of a gasoline engine. We have similar engines that we work on here at the farm that are V2 engines, and the exhaust sound is much more robust, much louder explosions. This propane generator is really quiet. But I wanted to know, because I couldn't tell by sound what the RPM was, I wanted to know what the RPM was. Was it 3,600? Was it less than that? And so we have this little device, and you get it on eBay, and it's a tachometer. And it operates based on the pulse that leaks through the spark plug wire. And what this has is a siliconized rubber, about 3 foot long wire, just single wire. It's battery powered. It's about the size of a half of a deck of cards. It has a digital display on it. And all you do is you wrap a small portion of the end, maybe 3 or 4 inches of the end of this long wire, around one of the spark plugs. Around one of the spark plug wires. And it senses the electrical leak through of the high voltage that goes to the spark plugs. And it counts it. And it gives you an answer in pulses per minute. Now, a four-cycle engine, the crankshaft rotates twice for every spark. So what you have to do, because there's intake, combustion, explosion, exhaust, those are the four cycles of a four-cycle engine, and this thing will count the spark cycle. So you'd have to multiply what the reading is by two. So for like $10, you could get one of these things, if you need one. Now, the reason I mention all this is because I have an old-fashioned Dwell tachometer, but it requires the ignition system to have points and condenser and a coil. This doesn't have the points and condenser, this particular engine. So there's no way I could have figured this out without this little device. So I just wanted to share with you that it's a really cool device, and it can work on any engine. You just have to multiply whatever the display says by two if it's a four-cycle engine. Charles, any comments?
No.
All right. Have you ever seen one or used anything like this?
Well, no, like you said, the older Dwell meters and like they used to sell in the little sets, you could get a tachometer, Dwell, and they would have an inductive type pickup that you could put in series with the coil wire, or you could put it on one of the cylinders, you know, number one, and get the RPM. And they, of course, they have the contact ones where you can touch the flywheel and get direct mechanical reading off some older equipment. Those things aren't used that much anymore with electronics now.
Right. Okay, so then to lead into HHO, I have on our farm an old tractor. It's an antique. It's a 1974, and I used it yesterday, and I've been using it for the last several days. And it's diesel-powered, three-cylinder diesel, and it's about 47 horsepower. It's blue, in case you're wondering what Ford tractors are blue. And it works great. It's real simple. But it's old, and there's a lot of hours on this engine. And what happens with engines as they wear, they leak more from the compression and the explosion cycles of the compression and the explosion gases into the crankcase. Now, the crankcase is the bulk of the engine. That's where the cylinders are. That's where if it's a cam and block engine, the camshaft is there. So the connecting rods, the connecting rod bearings, the crankshaft, push rods if it's a push rod engine, camshaft if it's in the cam, in the block camshaft. So it's all in there in moving parts and a lot of oil splashing around. But from above in the cylinders, there is, it's called blow-by. And the exhaust gases leak into the oil, into the crankcase area. And on the compression stroke, the diesel fuel, or if it's a gasoline engine, the gas-air mixture will leak into the oil. That's why you change the oil, because of carbon deposits and because of dilution of the oil and the additives wearing out. So this blow-by is a problem. But you can use it if you know how. And we'll ask Charles to explain.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, believe it or else, as my childhood boyfriend, his father would say, Pete, believe it or else, and believe it or else, this does relate to Brown's gas and improving the efficiency of internal combustion engines. Charles, would you share with the class your view on what blow-by is or leak down is from the compression stroke of an internal combustion engine?
Yeah, on the upstroke of the piston for the compression, there is, depending on the condition of the engine, say it can be affected by the wear and the original materials that construct the engine from. Even when they're new, you'll get some amount of leakage on the upstroke. You get leakage of the air fuel mixture around the ring through the ring gaps, and in most cases this would be considered insignificant, but when they're going after the maximum of efficiency, these itty bitty leaks and escape of the charge is very much it contributes to the emissions of the engine. And on the downstroke, the power of the increased pressure and the heat, it also causes the same thing. There's some leak of the exhaust around the rings into the crankcase, down past the rings and down the skirt.
Yeah, and what we're talking about is this is a mixture a vaporization of fuel and air, which is combustible, because on the upstroke of the engine with gasoline in a gasoline engine, on the upstroke, that fuel air mixture is compressed, and then at the right fraction of a second, a spark goes off and ignites it. Boom! It's a single explosion. And for all intents and purposes, a single explosion, and that explosive force is so great that a drop of gasoline mixed with air can drive that piston down and turn the crankshaft, and in repetition, that's what happens. That's why you hear a lawnmower engine go pop, 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 pop. Each one of those bangs is an explosion of that compressed gas-air mixture. So what happens when, and we're talking about using Brown's gas. Brown's gas is really explosive. Hydrogen is incredibly explosive. And correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, but doesn't hydrogen flame propagate faster than any other single element we know?
I wouldn't say that offhand, and you're probably correct, but I know that it's 10 times faster than gasoline. Gasoline, the flame flood travels across the top of the piston at like 260 feet per second.
Mm-hmm.
And hydrogen is so quick that rather than that, your hydrocarbon flame takes that 10 or 30 degrees advance as time for the flame to increase and consume the fuel in the cylinder, whereas you supplement with hydrogen, you can turn that back close to 0 degrees, because like you're saying, the flame is so instantaneous.
Yeah, and so what Charles is talking about, class, is if you ever worked on an older engine, you had a timing light, and you looked at the vibration damper on the front of the engine, which is marked top dead center, and there's an indicator that says zero, and then there's maybe in 5 degree increments notches on an indicator, so you can advance the timing or retard the timing ahead of top dead center or behind top dead center. And or before top dead center or after top dead center. And the reason is because you want the spark to get a chance to ignite that combustion mixture at the proper time for maximum use of the fuel. And that's why you would adjust the timing. And race car enthusiasts know all about that, because that's what we used to do over and over and over to get it as perfect as we can. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. Another victim died overnight from a disgruntled employee returning to a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning and shooting it up. CEO of the bank says there are no words.
Jim Ryan is the CEO of Old National Bank, where 5 people were killed in a mass shooting Monday. He says there are no words to adequately describe the sadness. Ryan issued a statement Monday night asking for prayers for those affected, including the more than half a dozen injured when a 25-year-old employee of the bank opened fire. Ryan said the bank's leadership team is in Louisville and will continue to provide support in the days ahead. I'm Skip Kelly.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is convinced the global economy is in better shape than some economists suggest, and is confident the world's finance ministers have the tools to fend off a steep decline. We'll find out more today from Yellen at a news conference kicking off the annual spring meeting of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund in Washington, D.C. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Charles Lewis, and we're talking about the principles of the internal combustion engine and improving its efficiency. So we talked about hydrogen and how it burns faster than gasoline, many, many times faster. And wouldn't it be great if you could mix hydrogen and oxygen and the current fuel you're using, like gasoline in your gasoline engine? Charles, there was some work done by many people for many decades to create oxygen and hydrogen. Simply, we used to do this in elementary school. We would take a battery, like a 6-volt battery, 4 1.5-volt cells in series, and 2 wires, and a copper electrode and a zinc electrode, and we put them in salt solution, and you put a test tube over the test tube filled with water or the salt solution. And you would see, when you connected to the battery, you would see bubbles coming up from the electrode. And it would displace the water if the test tubes were over the electrodes upside down with the closed end of the test tube facing up. You would find that the water or the electrolyte or the salt solution was displaced by the bubbles of gas. And under one of the electrodes would be hydrogen and the other would be oxygen. And it would be two parts hydrogen to one part oxygen. And you could see that. And then if you took that test tube of the hydrogen out, you'd find that if you were very careful, it was a dangerous thing to do, but it would pop if you brought a match near it. And boom. A very, very fast explosion. And of course, the test tube could shatter. You could really hurt yourself. So, you know, we used to wear eyewear and things like that, and very, just a minute amount of hydrogen. You remember that kind of thing, Charles?
Oh, yeah. It just does illustrate some of the unique properties of the gas. And, I mean, there are so many different alternative gases that can be used for combustion, and the hydrogen just forms a part of hydrocarbon fuel. And there is a practice of hydrogenation that's used on some fuels to improve them, to improve the characteristics, because there's so much work being done by the petroleum industry of the makeup of fuel and the different straight chains and ring configurations that change the properties of the combustion of the gas. But interesting thing about Brown's gas is with when using a hydrocarbon fuel in a gasoline engine, you get the expansion with explosion. But with Brown's gas, you get an implosion. It's hard to wrap your mind around, but see, I mean, that's just an aspect that it's so good that you bring this up, because, see, the advances, and I feel this is just like the electric cars coming along, but the advances will be from individuals who finally get these technologies in their hands and decide to change, modify, and experiment with them. Things will improve so fast that it'll be difficult to keep track of.
Well, and that was something I wanted to mention a little off topic, but on the racetrack, when I used to race, the number one vehicle was Chevrolet powered, and maybe number two might have been either Ford or Chrysler. And then in last place was American Motors. And that's what I raced. I raced American Motors. And part of the reason was that Chevrolet or General Motors parts were less expensive than everybody else's. So to modify an engine, it was less expensive to modify a Chevrolet or General Motors engine. And the interesting thing about that is, I believe, and I can't prove this, but I think more technological innovations were found by the tinkerers, the independent hobbyists who used to race, the amateurs who used to race. I think more were developed using General Motors engines than any other, because they were less expensive. And ultimately, that helped General Motors have more innovative engines than the other companies. Do you think that's true?
Oh, no, I absolutely believe that. And see, the thing is that, like you were saying before, in NASCAR, Ford, General Motors, and Chrysler would go to Smokey Unic because he got results. He was an outside-the-box thinker. And the thing is that the manufacturers, when they wanted to win, which was so important to get people in for sales, they would get they would get the drivers and the mechanics to switch loyalty. And the thing was, it wasn't so much the vehicles as it was the knowledge base of the individuals that went to work on them. And, you know, having people like you that pay attention to the details and look at the little things, because the same things that make the same modifications to increase efficiency and power that you use on your Ford work on your Chevy, work on your Chrysler. And, I mean, that's like the hemispherical combustion chambers. They work because it gives your fuel charge a more direct flow into the combustion chamber. It takes out that 45-degree, that tight bend at the top of the cylinder head. And Chrysler did it, and Ford also did it. And Chevy probably, if I look at my stuff, I could find a thing where they may not have never put it into production, but they all experimented with the same thing. And most of it came from the aircraft, research they done on aircraft. They knew that worked. It gives you a better, the port configuration and the flow path give you a higher flow velocity intake. And it's all about the internal combustion engine from a performance point of view is an air pump. And so anything you can do, you know, wider, larger passages up to an extent to support the displacement of the engine, it gives you better feeling, gives you better power. Of course, you got to get it out, too.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, class, is a hemispherical combustion chamber. You take a tennis ball and cut it in half, or an orange and cut it in half, and you put the cut side down, and you would put a spark plug at the very top. You would have an upside-down bowl, and what would happen is the piston would come up, compress the gas-air mixture into this upside-down bowl with the spark plug at the top, and it's a perfect shape for delivering maximum transfer of that energy from the explosion, as compared to what and this was, I believe, Chrysler did it first with the 426 Hemi, but I could be wrong about that, but that was in terms of production. That was a really, really powerful engine. It was the one to beat, and it was hard to beat because everybody else was using a wedge-shaped combustion chamber, and I'm talking about Chevrolet and Ford and American Motors. It was tough to beat that, and it was a much better design, the hemispherical combustion chamber. I mean, all you needed was a single spark plug at the top, and if that spark plug fired, it was sure, or almost sure, to deliver maximum energy. It worked really well. Now, so if we combine that with hydrogen and oxygen, HHO, or two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, when the explosion happened and the implosion of the hydrogen, from the result from the hydrogen, oxygen, you would get water vapor out the tailpipe. Water vapor. Or droplets of water if it was cool enough, right?
Yeah, hydrogen combustion results in water. That's the, like I say, that's the, that was the, one of the strange characteristics of Bond's gas. It's not an explosion, it's an implosion. It goes from occupying, let's see, it goes from occupying, well, it just reduces, whereas, okay, it goes from occupying
more space,
1,860 units, and then after the ignition, then it occupies one unit of water.
Yeah. It goes from more space to less space.
Right, exactly.
That's what an implosion is. An explosion is less space to more space, outward. And it's quite fascinating. And this water thing, our planet's perfect. I mean, we reuse water. I mean, we're drinking dinosaur pee We really are. And we keep reusing. We're not getting any more. And we're just reusing what we have. That really is the way the planet works. So there was a guy by the name of Brown. He was a professor. I think he was Bulgarian. And he ended up in Austria. And he figured out a way to do something that is not done when people make Brown's gas under the hood of their vehicles. And typically what happens, class, and correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, but people use a high amount of current, and they apply direct current, DC voltage and amperage, to a container that has two electrodes in it. And they can both be stainless steel. And what happens is, when you apply the current, there's some bubbling, and the water as the electrolyte becomes hydrogen, and oxygen. And if you plumb that into the intake manifold of your engine, you will get more power because you're now burning more oxygen than atmospheric oxygen because you're supplementing, and you are burning a fuel hydrogen, which is pretty powerful. And so you'll get more energy delivered by that same engine. But the question is, or the problem was, you'd have to use a lot of current from your alternator to make that gas. Well, Professor Brown figured out how to do this with way less energy by using the same or a similar technique to what Dr. Shealy, Dr. Sergey, and Lou Cassidy have done, which is pulsed electromagnetic energy. So instead of just a constant DC voltage with high amperage, Brown used a pulsing DC. Way less current, way more efficient, and it worked. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Charles in Ohio is with us, and we're talking about improving mileage and miles per gallon. In the second hour, we'll be talking about engines and other designs. And these are old designs. And, you know, class, if you really look into it, you will see that the brilliance of the mechanical engineers and the hydraulic engineers and the electricity engineers of 100 years ago was absolutely fabulous, brilliant. And really, for the most part, we have not changed the basic mechanical designs of engines and sewing machines and turbines and since then. We still use the same kinds of wheels and bearings on railroad cars and railroad engines, and we still use the same railroad tracks of 100 or more years ago. We were truly, truly innovative back then. Today, we just innovate things with electronics, but not with mechanical devices, for the most part. Charles, pulsed DC, pulsed direct current, was a dramatic improvement with Brown's guess, right?
I hadn't seen his exact innovations he did, but yeah, pulsing makes a difference. It is frequency is very important, especially for that type of electrolysis. That is high current electrolysis, where it's using the force of the current to displace the oxygen and the hydrogen.
Yeah, and so that's, you know, if we were going to build one of these, Lou Cassidy's the guy. Lou Cassidy's the guy who could put together the circuitry and do the analysis and the equations to figure out what is the optimal solution. And there was a guy that you've mentioned many times, Stanley Meyer. And Stanley Meyer was out your way. He was an Ohio based inventor, and he was experimenting with HHO, 1970s, 80s, and 90s, and then he died mysteriously. And some people think he died of food poisoning. Other people say he died of a brain aneurysm, but we don't know. I don't think we know exactly what happened. Maybe you do, but when he died, his knowledge base went with him, right?
A good thing, though, he had all his patents are still available at the U.S. Patent Office, and there are videos of some of his lectures where he spoke about his ideas. And the thing is, what you do when you write a patent, you try and get people enough information to surround it and claim it, but not enough for them to reproduce it. But several people, you won't hear about it looking on Google, but people have duplicated at least aspects of what he was doing and know how interesting his work was and how earth-shattering it was. What he was doing, he was removing hydrogen through high voltage. He used like a high voltage electrostatic impactor. And so he didn't have the waste that high current does. High current generates heat. And, you know, there are a couple things about Brown's gas unique aspects to it. If you use it in an acetylene torch, it singes the hairs off a welder's forearm, but it won't burn his skin. It can glaze concrete, rendering it impervious to acid and other corrosives, and greatly extend the concrete's useful lifespan. When it does, when it's burned, it implodes. This is information that, there's more. I'm just trying to hit some highlights, but it's available from KeeleyNet. I'm pretty sure this is still up there. I got this in 79, but I've been back to their site before, and they still hold a lot of the stuff. And another thing, one of the things I found most interesting, cobalt-60 radiation was reduced by 70%. So it can be used for remediation. Like they're looking for places to store nuclear waste, and they can't get anybody to take it. But there are solutions we don't want to look at.
Yeah, and from my investigation, there are many people working on HHO secretly because they are concerned about their life expectancy should they develop a technology that doesn't use the current fuels, which would be a threat to corporate giants. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.